As we've seen, there are two main ways in which one can define where his Mokma Shavisa for Shabbos is. Again, the Mokma Shavisa is the center, the place where one is considered to be living on Shabbos, and from which he can travel 2,000 amas in every direction. And one defines where his Mokma Shavisa is by being there when Shabbos comes in, or by preparing an Erev Tuchumim with food and making sure that the food is in that place when Shabbos comes in. The question of our Mishnah is which of those two methods is the primary method, and whether anybody can use any of the methods or not. So we learned in the previous Mishnah about somebody who is outside of the city. So when Shabbos comes in, his Mokma Shavisa is defined as the place where he is right now. And so the Mishnah says that V'zehi She'omru, this is what the Chachom said, He'oni Ma'ariv Baraglov, a poor man can make an Erev with his feet. What does that mean? That means that somebody who does not want to take food somewhere, he can't necessarily afford food to take as an Erev. So he does not need to take food, rather he can do it by just going there and making sure that he is physically there when Shabbos comes in. And Omar Rabbi Meir said, he takes this literally, Onu ein lonu ela oni. We only have a poor person. Meaning this only applies to a poor person, but a regular person who can afford food has to use food. Unless he is inside his city, and therefore his Mokma Shavisa is defined as his city, the only way he can change his Mokma Shavisa to be somewhere else is by having food there, and it's not enough for him to just be there when Shabbos comes in. Possibly because it's more recognizable if you actually put food there, so people realize it's not just that you happen to be there when Shabbos comes in, but people can see you actually prepared an Erev Tuchumen, you're designating this as your Mokma Shavisa, and so according to Meir, ideally one can only use food. If he doesn't have food, then he's allowed to do it with his feet. But the main primary way of making an Erev is by using food, by making a real Erev Tuchumen. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda says, Echad Oni v'Echad Asher, whether a poor or wealthy person, can change his Mokma Shavisa by just going there and being there physically when Shabbos comes in. Because the Omru Ma'arvim Bapas, the Chacham only said that you can make an Erev with food, El Alahokel Ala Asher, only to be more lenient and to make it easier for the wealthy person, Shele Yetziv Arev Baraglov, so that he doesn't need to go out and make an Erev with his feet. It's much less convenient for him if he needs to actually be there physically when Shabbos comes in. But if he can do it with food, then he can just send somebody to place food there. He doesn't even need to do it himself. And it's much easier for him. So that's why Erev Tuchumen works with food. But says Rabbi Yehuda, the main way is to actually physically be there. The food is just a replacement of you, and therefore certainly that will work also for a wealthy person, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It should be noted, by the way, that a traveler, we saw, is able to define his Mokma Shavisa as the place where he is physically, and he does not need food, because a traveler is technically considered to be poor at that specific moment.